This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Right here at Soul Free Live Black Friday edition of the show. You can dial in at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been discussing, you know, pretty much all things Black Friday thus far here. The fights, of which they're pretty much on par with last year and years before that. And then also the numbers of how are the stores doing out there compared to online, which is up, of course, from last year. More people realizing it just makes more sense to stay home, or it makes more sense to do their shopping from their mobile device. Mobile device purchases up significantly,
yes,
this year compared to last. And still, there are still people out and about, and lots of people out and about doing the physical shopping. So, Daryl, you've got some more information for us on that. And, of course, you can take control here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
And, again, the estimates are that in-store traffic on Black Friday will be down 3-4% from last year, whereas online shopping will be up 20%. From last year. Even so, there are still millions of people willing to brave the cold for a deal. Olivia Daniels arrived at a Best Buy in Brooklyn at 5 a.m. on Friday, 3 hours before they were set to open. She hoped to nab a 40-inch LG television for $150, almost 50% discount.
You got to hand it to, the electronics manufacturers out there. It's such a competitive industry. I was blown away by some of the prices. I haven't been following closely what prices of TVs are. I basically only notice once a year because I'm not in the market for them. But I have a 45-inch HD 1080p set that I got back in, 2006. So it's a decade old at this point. And I remember paying around $1,000 for it.
Yeah, so, sounds about right.
So now it's a tenth of the cost, or, one-eighth of the cost. Or
well, and again, this 40-inch is marked down 50%.
Sure. But still, there were Walmart had a 55-inch or a 50-inch, 4K, which is even more high resolution than
right.
HD. They had that for $300 last night. I imagine they went quickly, but they had them.
Right. 34-year-old Olivia Daniels says that she's buying this as a Christmas gift for herself because she's currently not working because she's on kidney dialysis.
Oh, dear.
Realizing that fewer people are willing to join Daniels and others like her, chains have resorted to lottery-type offerings to lure shoppers. JCPenney was giving away $500 coupons, while Old Navy touted the chance to win $100,000. The National Retail Federation estimates that about 137.4 million customers will make an in-store purchase or an online purchase over the four-day weekend that started Thanksgiving Day.
What did you say, 134 million?
137.4 million people.
137 million. That's incredible.
Will make either an in-store or an online purchase before Monday.
Wow.
But the amount of Americans, or rather the amount that Americans have spent, has declined in the past 3 years, slipping 26% from 2013 to an average of $299.60 per person in 2015. And there was a report from Gallup, or rather a survey from Gallup, that they put out a couple days ago showing that on average Americans, those that were surveyed anyway, are saying that they'll spend on average about $752 on holiday gifts. And when you exclude people, there were 9% of respondents that said that they don't celebrate any holiday. So when you exclude those people, it jumps to $830 on average per person.
But it sounds like that number is down.
No. Previous year. So this number, the $299, that's just what people are spending
this weekend, the
Black Friday weekend.
I see. Okay.
Whereas the entirety of holiday shopping as far as, you know, what they're spending for gifts.
Mm-hmm. But is that down from previous years?
The 751 is down a little from last year, but it's on par with the seven-year average from 2010.
Okay.
A little bit more from Bloomberg here. They say that's a sign that holiday purchases are spread out over a longer time frame. Spending during the overall season, November and December, is still expected to grow 3.6% to $655.8 billion. One thing giving retailers optimism this year, there may be pent-up demand after a polarizing presidential election. Many chains, including Kohl's, Gap, and Barnes & Noble, blame the campaign season for hurting spending. With the outcome settled, they're expecting the dollar to finally flow.
Toll-free number tonight, allowing you to join us here. Maybe you are a retail worker, or you're one of the customers out there and you want to share your experience. You're welcome to join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
And, you know, speaking of some weird stunts that different people do, they mentioned in that Bloomberg article, Old Navy was saying you could win $100,000. The people behind Cards Against Humanity are known for pulling some weird stunts over the last couple of years. Last year, they sold nothing.
What?
Where they had on their website,
you could buy nothing.
Nothing. You could buy nothing.
So literally, buy nothing day.
And people were sending them, you know, like $5, $10, $20 for nothing. Like, they didn't even send you a card saying, thank you for buying nothing. It was just basically, give us money.
Wow.
And this year, they have the Holiday Hole. And there's actually a live feed. And I've got this thing pulled up because I'm fascinated by this live feed that they have of some big digger device digging dirt out of a hole and putting it in a dump truck.
And is it lit at night? Is it, you know, well lit?
There's lights.
Yeah.
And apparently they're going to be digging for at least 36 more hours. And you can add 5 seconds of dig time for $5. So basically,
that seems like
every dollar that somebody gives them, they add 1 second of digging.
That doesn't sound like a good deal. I mean, come on. How much are they paying that guy?
$5
for 5 seconds?
So far, they have brought in $59,588.
Are they going to at least give it to charity or something like that?
I don't know. $5,000 came from Lori in Calgary.
Wow.
Two
really likes holes.
Different people wound up giving over $1,000. Somebody gave $666. And they have the list of top donors. And the fifth donor on here is meh.
So this is just
gave $634.
Just a publicity stunt. I mean,
it's
nothing.
Always a publicity. Yeah. They do a publicity stunt every year. I just think it's funny that they set up a live stream to where you can watch them dig this hole.
And it's presumably going to be going all night long.
36 yeah. hours, 7 minutes, and 44 more seconds.
Well, you know, if you ever doubted how much...
And somebody just gave money.
Yeah. If you ever doubted how much free time people have, this is evidence of it. This is evidence that not only do people have plenty of time on their hands, but also plenty of money on their hands. Boy, it sure is nice to be in a wealthy society where people can just throw money at someone digging a hole for no reason.
And they have frequently asked questions
on
the website, holidayhole.com.
Why are you doing this? That's my number one question.
What's happening here? Cards Against Humanity is digging a holiday hole. Is this real? Unfortunately, it is. Where is the hole? America.
Oh.
And in our hearts. Is there some sort of deeper meaning? No. What do I get for contributing to the hole?
Nothing.
A deeper hole. What else are you going to buy? An iPod? Why aren't you giving all this money to charity? Why aren't you giving the money to charity?
Wow.
It's your money.
So they're not. That's interesting.
Is this hole bad for the environment? No, it's just a bunch of empty land. Now there's a hole.
Yeah.
That's life.
It's a completely natural hole.
How am I supposed to feel about this? You're supposed to think it's funny. You might not get it for a while, but sometime next year, you'll chuckle quietly to yourself
oh, yeah.
and remember all this business about the hole. How deep can you make this sucker? Great question. As
Let's
long
find
as you
out.
Keep spending, we'll keep digging.
We'll dig to China.
What if you dig so deep you hit magma? At least we feel something.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More on the way on the Black Friday edition of Free Talk Live. Of course, you can also bring up anything that you'd like and take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Well, she's sitting curled up on my lap as we speak. Beautiful Bella's my long-haired Dachshund. She was thrown out of a pickup truck going 30 miles an hour, and she disappeared into the woods with the wild animals, boars and coyotes, about 4 weeks later. She just appeared as she was a mess. Her fur was matted. She scratched almost nonstop. My friend suggested that I order this stuff called DinoVite.
DinoVite .com.
859-428-1000.
She gobbles it up. She has been itch-free ever since, and her fur is gorgeous. Anyone out there who has a rescue dog, start them on a DinoVite diet for at least a 90-day period. They bond better with the people who take good care of them. They are going to be your buddy for a very, very long time.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DinoVite.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, dial on in toll free, bring up whatever you want. Live's not Saturday, it's still Friday. The Black
just
Friday.
Just feels like a Saturday.
Yeah, Black Friday edition here, day after Thanksgiving. A lot of people hitting the stores. How are the holiday shopping experiences out there. Well, if you want to share yours, you're welcome to join us. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Or if you work in retail and you got some stories you want to tell about some customers and how they were behaving over the last 24 hours, we'd love to hear from you as well. You can also join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. According to a story at USA Today, move over Black Friday because there's a new way to celebrate the start of the holiday season, and that is Green Friday. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments. Also, coming up in February, the 25th through the 28th at the Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo, you can join Free Talk Live as well as some great liberty-oriented folks, principled anarchists and voluntarists, thinkers and activists in Acapulco, Mexico for Anarchapulco. They will be bringing together hundreds of those folks to share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state and central banks. The unparalleled lineup of speakers will include or discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. You don't want to miss it. February 25th through the 28th, Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo in Acapulco, Mexico. You can go to anarchapulco.com to get your tickets. And Mark and I will look forward to seeing you there because we will be broadcasting Free Talk Live from the event. That's anarchapulco.com as we continue. Green Friday. It's marijuana stores, of course. America's newest legal retail product. Marijuana, cannabis, is for sale in several states now and more. Just around the corner with the very successful election for Nevada, Massachusetts, Maine, and California. All legalizing it for recreational purposes. They, of course, were offering discounts today, just like every other store in retail, hoping to bring in cannabis buyers over the long Thanksgiving weekend. Dallas resident Mike Ivey, age 27, says, "It's like being a baby walking into a candy store." He and two friends spent hundreds of dollars at a Native Roots dispensary in downtown Denver. Three men were visiting Colorado specifically to check out the state's legal recreational marijuana, buying joints, edibles, a bong, and flower marijuana. Last year, it was the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, Weed Wednesday.
That makes more sense.
The alliteration?
Well, not only the alliteration, but also you'd buy your cannabis the day before Thanksgiving. Yeah. That way you smoke some, you get the munchies, and then you eat Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay, sure. I mean, people that are going to buy cannabis probably would have had the cannabis anyway before Thanksgiving. But from a marketing perspective, I think Weed Wednesday has a better ring to it.
Yes.
than Green Friday. They did see, by the way, the largest increase in sales over a normal day, a 55% increase in transactions and a 25% increase in average order size, said the marijuana services company Baker. That's a funny name. Store workers reported brisk pre-Thanksgiving sales of marijuana-infused candies or other foods known as edibles. Last year, sales at Oregon's dispensaries rose 14% higher than an average day, and Colorado followed with a 7.01% increase in sales, according to Baker's analysis. April 20th, known as 420, remains the biggest marijuana sales day nationwide. Inside the Native Roots store, manager Brandon Minez watched as bud tenders, that's what they're called, explained different strains to customers and advised first-time edibles users to take things slowly. It's good advice.
Yes.
Edibles can be highly potent, and it's hard for many people to judge their consumption because they might not take effect for up to a couple of hours.
And I actually saw a edible container recently where it said on there, it may take up to 2 hours for candy to have effectiveness.
Yep. That's, take it easy the first time. If you get a brownie, take half or take a quarter or something like that just to make sure you're not
right.
Overdoing
and
it.
One thing that is really nice about the store-bought edibles is you know what the dosage is. So you know
right. They've measured
this
it.
Has 10 milligrams, this has 20, this has however many. Whereas if you go buy something from the guy down the street that's like, yeah, I made some stuff with some can of butter.
You have no idea.
You have no clue what the dosage is.
So even if you do know that there's 10 milligrams of THC or whatever in there, you still, if you're new to edibles, you don't know what that's going to do to you. So you should still cut down on the amount. That way, if it's 10 milligrams, try 5. Right,
but I'm saying, you know, for somebody that knows, you know, like what their normal dose is. My dose is 10 milligrams, but if I get a brownie from the guy down the street and he's like, I don't know.
Exactly. Then be careful.
No, sorry, I'm not going to buy your stuff. Nope.
Let's go to your calls here. We got Taylor. He's in Los Angeles. Taylor, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Hey, how's it going? Hey. Glad to be on. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
Anyway, so just a quick, I guess, little background story. I wanted to get into law enforcement pretty much out of high school, and then kind of got introduced to the workings of Rothbard and Mises and ended up getting out of it. But currently I work out in Pacific Palisades just outside of Los Angeles and basically work for a private law enforcement agency because there is not a lot of police presence here, and kind of wanted to make an announcement for any listener who's interested in libertarianism but doesn't think that that would work. Just kind of wanted to tell everyone that it absolutely does. We basically we run alarms and set up homes with alarms. And even for people who aren't clients in neighborhoods, you know, we still patrol the streets on a daily and basically, I guess, just enforce the non-aggression principle in a sense.
So I just want to play devil's advocate here for a second, because one of the questions that always gets asked to me whenever I mention, you know, like private security, people say, well, what about the people that don't pay in the neighborhood? Do you close your eyes as you drive by the houses of people that didn't pay?
No, absolutely not, because sometimes people that are not clients who don't pay us will give our office a call and will still come, because anyone that's a danger to not our client or anyone who may be suspicious, our client lives down the street, so it's just as much of a danger for them anyway. And, you know, since we're competing in the market and we have other companies like ADT, which I'm sure you've heard of, and all that jazz out here competing with us, we want to provide the best service, obviously. You guys.
And how many times have you gotten into a shootout with either a Brinks or an ADT guy because they're encroaching on your turf?
No shootouts, never. You know, typically we're happy to see them, although sometimes they'll be at, like, our client's property and we'll be like, hey, what the heck are you guys doing here? But, no, I mean, typically we're always good. It's not like the beef that's with tow truck drivers. I hear that that's really bad, but
now,
it's not
like
that.
What is the circumstance that there are no police or very little police around? You said Pacific Palisades? Isn't that a wealthy area?
It is a wealthy area, yeah, but it's West Los Angeles Police Department that's supposed to be patrolling this area, and West L.A. is huge. It's about 40 miles, and with all the traffic out here, or, like, you know, from where they're stationed, with all the traffic out here, it could take them up to an hour and a half to get here, so there's basically no police presence.
So they're technically in the area, but not really able to respond in any meaningful way. And so the market has started to provide these services. And if you want to, you know, answer more of our questions, I'm pretty sure we can come up with a few. I've got a couple I'd like to ask. If you've got time, Taylor, hang on. We'll bring you back for that. Taylor, the private security officer, talking about private law enforcement. Is it everything that people say it's cracked up to be? 855, 450, free.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calven Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you dial toll free, bring up anything you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. It's the live Black Friday edition of Free Talk Live. You don't have to talk about Black Friday, but that does tend to be the bulk of the topics discussed on this particular edition of Free Talk Live. You can also join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Something else you can get yourself for the holiday season and for the next year ahead is a membership in the Libertarian Party. It's been a controversial year for the LP, where a lot of people in the party have disagreed on the future direction of the party. Daryl, you are one of the so-called radicals.
Yes.
People who believe the party should adhere to its principle of non-aggression. And there are other people who've been trying to water down the party for years, and they've been relatively successful at it. Thankfully, the Libertarian Party has teamed up with Free Talk Live to offer free memberships to our listeners, and I would like to hope that most of our listeners who would be willing to join the LP are more of the radical bent, the types who actually care about the non-aggression principle, the idea that you shouldn't aggress against peaceful people to achieve political or social goals, which is sort of the whole point of the Libertarian Party. So whatever your viewpoint is, if you want to try to move the party in your direction, in the direction you think it should go, then you got to get involved in order to do that, and you can join with a free membership by going to lp.org/FTL. That's /FTL, like Free Talk Live, and those FTLs need to be lowercase. So lp.org/FTL, and you get a free membership for a year in the Libertarian Party. You get a free issue of the LP newsletter as well. lp.org/FTL. We go back to Taylor. He's in California, works for a security company there. You described it as private law enforcement. You're working the what you described the Pacific Palisades area of West Los Angeles, where you say it could take up to an hour for police to actually respond to a call due to the fact that they're just not concentrated in your area and that the traffic is terrible.
And I'm looking at a map, and it appears as though Pacific Palisades is kind of an L shape.
Okay.
So you can't necessarily go a straight line from one side to the other.
That's relatively correct. I mean, there is like two sides of the Pacific Palisades. There's the coast side and the inland side. I guess when you get in here, it's definitely sort of a weird area. It's not like just square city blocks, if you know what I mean.
What amount of discretion, or not discretion, but what is it like when you find somebody? Let's say you find somebody who you believe is committing some sort of crime. You just saw them breaking into a house, and you know they're not the owner or something like that. What level of ability do you have to take that person into custody? Do you have to wait around for the police to show up? I mean, how does that work exactly? What's the protocol there?
So what will typically happen is if we have somebody, like we have a lot of properties that we are in charge of that are clients, and sometimes we'll have properties that will just be like a small park, and if someone's there, we'll kick them out. Just say, hey, get the heck out of here. You guys can't be here. And they'll leave. Mm-hmm. But if someone's on someone's property and it's their home and they shouldn't be there, we'll approach them. And if they get combative and they refuse to leave, and then, you know, we'll have to use basically law enforcement use of force. However, we have a lot more scrutiny on our shoulders because we're not, I guess, in bed with the state when it comes to going to court.
Sure.
So we have to be a lot more careful. And when we take someone into custody, we have about the same rights as anybody else making a citizen's arrest. So, you know, we make a citizen's arrest and detain somebody. And then what we will typically do is have law enforcement arrive, and they'll take an hour or so, however long it takes. But I work at night, so 30 minutes probably, since the traffic's not as bad.
And if you shoot somebody's dog, there's no internal investigation to determine whether or not you did something wrong.
Well, there might be.
Well, I've never been arrived in that situation because the key part about us is that when we have a client's property, we have information about the client. So we know if they have firearms on the property, they surrender this information voluntarily.
Mm-hmm.
We know if they have firearms on the property or if they have a dog that could be aggressive or whatnot. So that way, when we show up, we can exercise caution as needed with that information already.
Makes sense. So that's a level of service that you don't get from the government police. They don't know who they're serving for the most part, unless it's the mayor.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So they know who they're serving. They're serving, you know, their boss that's sitting at an office. They're protecting themselves.
I guess they don't know who they're responding to.
Right. The claim is they're protecting and serving you, but that ain't true.
Okay, so somebody, if they attack you, you have the right to stop them with force. What if you...
Absolutely. Just,
okay. What if you come upon a scene, you get a call for a break-in, you come upon the scene and there's somebody walking out of the house that you know to not be the owner? I mean, you don't necessarily know for sure that that's that person who just broke in, right? So what do you get, you know, what sort of level do you have, you know, of investigatory powers / detention powers in that circumstance?
Now, typically, the key is our uniforms are really, really impressive looking. So people often think that we're law enforcement, and you can gauge that good or bad. However, when we speak with someone, we typically get their full attention. And we don't, you know, exercise dramatic, I guess, force or even verbal force out of control. But we get their attention. And, you know, if someone's going to break into someone's home and we don't know for sure, typically that's not a very likely situation because we have alarms in their homes. Mm-hmm. And we will know if the owner is out of town or if who is allowed to be in the house while somebody is away.
Right.
So we generally have a good relationship with our clients to the point where we know the ups and downs of what may be going on in their home. And if it's something completely out of the normal, then we will approach that person and, I guess, just act accordingly.
In a given neighborhood, how many clients, you know, out of 100 homes, how many of them will be client homes?
Out of 100, I would say probably about 55, 60.
About 55 or 60. So relatively popular. Are you competing with any other similar service providers, or are you guys the only game in town?
No, we actually actually, we have a couple. We have ADT, which I'm sure you've seen commercials for. There's another one called ACS, and they're just not as popular as our company. But, basically about every home in this area has some sort of security, and we seem to be the dominant majority.
And what is your company? I don't know if you mentioned that before.
We are Gate Security, otherwise known as Palisades Patrol. So
is it local? It's not outside of that particular region?
We have another office in the Thousand Oak, Canale Valley area. If you guys, like, I know you guys are out in New Hampshire. So.
Sure. But ADT is nationwide, and so you guys are more of a local.
It's not nationwide. Yeah, it's very local. It's, our other office is less than 40 miles away, and that's the only other one.
It's interesting. I think it's a fascinating discussion, and I bet some of our other listeners might have questions. Hopefully we'll hear from you again if you ever want to tell some stories about some of your experiences that you've had. How many years have you been on the job so far?
I've been on the job for about 2 years, so I'm really enjoying it thus far. Like I said, I wanted to get into law enforcement, and then I started getting into libertarianism and anarchism, and I had a moral tiff with arresting people for victimless crimes, so I backed out.
Interesting. So you're actually helping protect people, you're helping protect their homes, and you're doing it in a way that people appreciate. They're not afraid of you, right? Like people who are hiring you are willing to cooperate with you, for instance, if you're investigating something.
Yeah.
Totally. It sounds like a totally different environment to be in for somebody that wants to provide services to people, but doesn't want to be feel like they're obligated to do things against their will. That's very cool, Taylor. Thanks for calling and sharing that with us tonight. Was there anything else you wanted to throw out there?
No, that's going to be it. Thank you for having me on.
I appreciate it. Have a safe night out there. Appreciate your call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's good to know. I know we talked about the Threat Management Center out in Detroit a number of times, who are also providing independent security services for people. And I know that one of the things I guess I didn't get to ask or didn't think to ask Taylor there was, there's different service levels with Threat Management Center as well. So, if you need somebody 24/7 bodyguard, they can do that. If you need somebody just kind of driving through the neighborhood every now and then, they can do that. If you need, specific checks on your house, they can do that. They can train you on how to defend yourself. So there's different levels of service that they can provide.
It would make sense that whatever company Taylor's working for offers different levels.
Probably true. Our toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves on this Black Friday edition of Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We invite you here to dial toll-free to bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking off and on about Black Friday, running through some of the numbers earlier. Mobile purchases up big time this year. Online purchases, of course, up as well, as the online shopping giants like Amazon are competing with folks like Walmart and Target. Of course, even Walmart and Target have significant online presences as well. So you can talk about all of that. If maybe if you've been out and about in the stores today, you want to share an experience that you had. One man almost lost his pants in Walmart in a fight over, I don't know what it was, some big box or something. It didn't look like a TV. It was too thick. The box was too large. Couldn't really make out from the video what they were fighting over. But he didn't lose his pants entirely, but there was definitely some significant butt cracks showing. So things got a little heated in some of the departments out there in some of the states. But for the most part, everything seems to be going pretty well, and people are getting along. Because, again, if there's only a handful of videos out there of the alleged violence, then that means that there probably really wasn't that much. Because given that everybody's got a smartphone in their pocket, they're likely to record things like that happening. You'd think we'd see most of what the videos were.
Right. And again, the estimates are 137.4 million people will make a purchase this weekend, either in-store or online.
In the United States.
In the United States.
And I don't know how big Black Friday is in other places, but I suspect Canada does it too. And, you know, I think there was some there was a fight in South Africa and London or the Leeds or something like that.
Yeah, Leeds. UK. And I did verify that was in the UK.
Okay. So also we're talking about Green Friday, which are the specials that are being offered in some of the cannabis vending shops in the various different states where cannabis has become legal. They were selling edibles at the Native Roots store in Denver, Colorado, where people were coming from as far away as Texas to purchase products. They talk about how tourists represent a large portion of their customers and a steady stream of buyers filtered through the secure doors to have their IDs checked and rechecked before being allowed to buy. The store was offering Black Friday deals that included a free joint and lighter for spending at least $25 and a packet of pocket-sized joints for spending at least $75.
I'd rather have extra edibles.
Well, you know, there's probably another store you can go to. There's a bunch of them, from what I understand. You visited there, right?
Yes.
You were in Denver for a little while this year.
Yeah. There were a bunch of stores, and some of them were medical only. Some mm-hmm. were recreational only. Some were medical and recreational. And if you had a recreational card, you could buy any of the items that... I think you could buy any of the stuff, but there were certain things that you could only get from the medical side and some of the things from the recreational side that you couldn't get.
And it's my understanding the medical tends to be cheaper as well, even though it's, you know, the same marijuana. At least that's what I heard was the case in Washington. I don't know if it was true in Colorado.
Yeah, I don't recall. But I had a friend that had a medical card, mm-hmm. and she got rid of it because some of the things that she wanted to buy were in the recreational side. And they're like, no, you can't buy those if you have your medical card.
It's ridiculous.
Or you can't buy it in the same purchase.
I see.
So she was like, screw it, you know, like, I'd rather have this other stuff. So she got rid of the medical card.
Yeah, silly rules. I mean, who needs net medical after you have illegal cannabis? I mean, what's the point of it? Unless you can get it cheaper that way.
Well, in some states, it would allow you to grow more at home.
Okay.
So, you know, like, there are still different rules for different
right.
types of people in different places. So, you know, I could see... You know, if you're allowed to grow more of the plant at home, if you have the card, having the card, otherwise, yeah, you know, your average person doesn't need the medical card.
Didn't I hear something about, I did not see the story for sure, but I thought I saw a headline, that in Colorado or maybe Denver specifically, they're not allowing bars to allow people to smoke cannabis? Because there was some sort of news story that you'd be able to smoke in, like, certain business establishments.
So in Denver, they just recently passed something to allow certain businesses to get a special license to where people could consume cannabis
right.
in the establishment.
The business, yeah.
They would be able to smoke on like patio seating mm-hmm. for these places, but would not be able to smoke inside of the building.
Because of no smoking laws.
Right.
But so related to that was the idea that that would not be allowed for bars. So bars would not be allowed of the businesses that could apply for this
I
license.
I thought bars were specifically mentioned
okay. Maybe
on
I'm,
those that would be allowed to get the, you know, consume cannabis permit.
I could be misremembering the story. Maybe there's somebody out there in Colorado that knows for sure. But, you know, the argument was, whoa, it's too dangerous to have somebody drinking and smoking was kind of the argument of why they don't want to allow that. Or maybe it's a discussion that's going on now. Maybe it hasn't passed.
Or it might have been one of the reasons that people were arguing against the proposition.
Could be. So if you know more, if you're in Colorado, you can let us know. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. One of the customers at the store, in this case, the medical marijuana store, he says...
Recreational.
Or thank you, recreational marijuana store. He says, this is like a dream come true for a lot of people. Drinking is always the socially acceptable thing, but around here, so is cannabis. Unquote. Next Thanksgiving may see even more legal marijuana stores across the country following votes to legalize recreational cannabis in California, Maine, Massachusetts, and Nevada. And I think you were telling us before that the implementation is going to be relatively quick, supposedly, in Massachusetts and Maine, at the very least.
What I remember was that the depenalization takes effect next month.
Meaning that if the cops catch you with a bag of weed in Maine or Massachusetts, because it has been depenalized, they won't be able to do anything about it.
As long as it's under the certain limits.
Yeah, whatever it was.
So
an ounce
in Maine,
or something.
In Maine, it's 2.5 ounces.
It's not bad.
In Massachusetts, it's 1 ounce.
Still, I mean, 1 ounce of marijuana is more than what you would need to take from point A to point B.
Right, but, you know, and I don't know how they weigh the edibles in Maine and Massachusetts, but in a lot of places where it's still, you know, fully criminalized, they'll weigh the entire, oh, you've got a, you know, dozen cookies there that have some THC in them.
That's a pound of pot.
They weigh the entirety
right.
of the batch of cookies and charge you as if the entire thing is cannabis.
Ridiculous.
Right. So I don't know how they're going to do that in Maine and Massachusetts.
So if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. In other related news...
But going on with the when this gets implemented,
yeah.
I think it was going to be late next year, possibly early 2018, before any of the recreational facilities are actually going to be open and licensed.
And that has more to do with the licensing process than it does whether or not...
And the bureaucrats.
That's what I mean. Like, it would be quick. If somebody wanted to go and open a storefront, they just have to rent a storefront and put the marijuana out to sell. But they are going to have to jump through whatever hoops the government puts together, and it's likely that those haven't been written yet. A lot of times, the legislation, or in this case, the ballot initiative, will just simply authorize the bureaucrats to go ahead and write up
regulations. I believe Massachusetts said that those regulations had to be written in the next 9 months. At that point, then the applications would be able to come in for licenses, and those have to be distributed by January 1st of 2018.
Colorado just says no to smoking cannabis in bars. Sorry, Denver, says the story headline at thekindland.com. Alan McDonald reporting. This past November 8th, citizens of Denver, Colorado voted to enact a pilot program that would allow public consumption of marijuana at approved businesses within the Denver city limits. It's Initiative 300. It was passed with 53% of the vote. It establishes a permitting process that will qualify local enterprises to set aside on-site marijuana consumption areas, providing customers bring in their own weed and no cannabis is for sale on the premises. 10 days after Denver's Initiative 300 won at the polls, the Liquor Enforcement Division of the Colorado Department of Revenue published a new rule. Starting January 1st, 2017, marijuana consumption at any business that holds a liquor license is forbidden. Quote.
So it's not just smoking cannabis at a bar that they're going to prohibit.
Eating it would also be.
You also cannot eat or otherwise consume.
That's correct. Quote from Denver News 9, detecting the combined impairment from marijuana and alcohol would be very difficult for servers at bars and restaurants, unquote, said executive director from MAD, Colorado, Fran Lanzer, in a statement saying further that, quote, it's just not reasonable to expect that servers could effectively identify the combined impairment from alcohol and marijuana and prevent impaired customers from driving. So because some people will be irresponsible, all people must be prohibited from smoking marijuana or consuming it on a bar's property. It's ridiculous. And as though they can't just go outside, walk across the street, and consume it there. Somehow, all of the bartenderses and waiters have to be responsible for someone else's actions. That's always bugged me. Hour 3 is on the way. If you want to comment, 855-450-FREE. You can join us here.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.